Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date at your own pace with what we're doing here at WVIA News. Whether you're listening on your lunch break at work, on the treadmill at the gym, or on your drive home, we'll be bringing you the most interesting and important stories of the day, every weekday, here on Up to Date. Today, we'll be kidding around at Tunkhannock High School, hear from local officials on Medicare and Medicaid, plus Penn State Stadium is getting a brand new name. It's Wednesday, March 12th. Let's get into it. We'll start off with something a little more serious today. Local legislators and healthcare providers held a town hall in Scranton this week on Medicaid and Medicare. The panel discussed potential threats to the programs during President Donald Trump's second term. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane has more from the town hall.
Nicole Sikelski escaped an abusive marriage. Then came a uterine cyst requiring surgery. She credits Medicaid with saving her life.
Medical assistance itself covered my surgery. I did not have to try to figure out ways to, sell my house so that I could afford that.
Sikelski was part of the panel. Their goal was to talk about Medicaid and Medicare's roles in healthcare operations, as well as what they stand to lose if there are cuts to the programs. There are no cuts yet, just proposals in Congress. Scranton Primary Healthcare Center CEO Joseph Hollander agrees that wasteful federal spending needs to be cut. He does not believe there's widespread fraud within Medicaid and Medicare.
The fraud, waste, and abuse does not account to the numbers that they're speaking of. Enough with the shock and awe. We need to stand up and say, we can't have these programs cut.
The Wright Center's president and CEO, Dr. Linda Thomas-Hemack, said there is no room to cut.
We can barely do what we do every day with the resources that we're currently given.
State Representative Kyle Donahue said a disturbance to any healthcare funding could cause a negative ripple effect.
We're in this together. So even though you're not affected, may not be affected by these programs, it affects us all.
The panel urged the audience to hold elected officials accountable. In Scranton, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia, for that report. For all the WVIA News stories you hear on Up to Date, be sure to check WVIA.org for more. Now for something different, as promised. There's plenty to kid around about at Tunkhannock High School lately. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more about some new additions at the Wyoming County School.
Tunkhannock High School's two new kids let out excited cries as they see visitors. The baby Nigerian dwarf goats suck milk from their bottles and frolic in the morning sun. Ben and Jerry will soon join the flock of chickens in the school's courtyard.
It has been a pretty big attention getter, and kids are thrilled with them.
That's teacher Rob Gustin. He advises the school's FFA club, part of the national organization formerly known as Future Farmers of America.
Not many schools in the area ever do something like this or have like the FFA experience of this. It is interesting.
That's senior Chris Fitch. Students started to care for the egg-laying flock in the fall. Assistant principal Brittany Wood wondered what animals could be next. She thought caring for goats would provide some important lessons for students. Ben is 4 weeks and Jerry is 6 weeks old. They're too young to be alone at night, so Wood takes the goats home after school.
They're a lot of fun. They just want to climb on everything, and they like to snuggle, which is, very enjoyable for my children.
The goats will be the size of small Labrador retrievers when fully grown. The goats may not be the final addition to the growing farmyard. Students have mentioned adding a cow, sheep, alpacas, or an ostrich.
I don't know. You never know what's going to pop up.
Reporting from Tunkhannock, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
So, in case you didn't know this already, Pennsylvania is a pretty interesting state. At least, we think so. That's why we have Pennsylvania Postcards. Each week, Director of Journalism Julie Sidoni shares interesting tidbits about our state. Let's see where she is this week.
To get up close and personal with a traditional pagoda, you could travel to any number of Asian countries.
Or you could plan a drive to Reading, home to a Japanese-inspired pagoda that is owned by the city. A pagoda is a multi-tiered tower that holds much cultural significance. They're often used in Buddhist gardens and temples. Reading is known for its pagoda, which is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. According to its website, the pagoda is about 75 feet tall, has 7 stories, and stands atop Mount Penn, giving visitors a 30-mile panoramic view. It was initially constructed as a luxury hotel in 1908, but was never used as such, and was later donated to the city of Reading. A foundation formed a decade ago to oversee and preserve the iconic Berks County landmark. It's been closed to visitors for a few years while the foundation and the city work to complete needed repairs. I'm Julie Sedoni, and this is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
More up to date after this break.
At WVIA News, we're dedicated to bringing you in-depth, fact-based reporting that keeps you informed and connected. Our work is powered by you. Quality journalism takes time, resources, and community support. And that's why we need you. Help us continue delivering trusted news. Visit WVIA.org to donate today. Independent, trusted, community-focused. WVIA News. We report to you.
Welcome back. Next up, we have a story that's generating a lot of chatter, as with anything related to Penn State football. Penn State's Beaver Stadium is becoming the West Shore home field at Beaver Stadium in a $50 million 15-year agreement. As Ann Danahy reports for WVIA, the university's Board of Trustees voted 22-8 on Monday to approve the naming.
The new name for Penn State's field will start with this year's football season. It comes as the university is in the midst of a $700 million overhaul of the facility. West Shore Home is a Mechanicsburg-based remodeling company. Its founder and CEO, B.J. Wurzen, is a 1999 Penn State grad. Trustees Chairman David Kleppinger thanked the Wurzen family.
Their extraordinary gift is yet another testament to the power of the Penn State community coalescing to invest in a bold and dynamic future.
But several trustees said they want to see recognition of former football coach Joe Paterno and more time to consider the university's options. Among them was Anthony Lebrano, one of the trustees who voted against the renaming.
Given the great public interest around the naming of the field at Beaver Stadium, I believe we should pause to explore other possibilities, including Paterno Field at Beaver Stadium.
He and others said that could lead to raising even more money. In State College, I'm Ann Danahy.
And with that, I hope you're feeling up to date. Want to know more? Find these stories all at WVIA.org or on the WVIA mobile app. Thanks for hanging out with me here on Up to Date. I'm Sarah Cinto. If you want to keep hearing my voice and the rest of the WVIA news team, remember to subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts or right at WVIA.org. And if you just can't get enough, sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter, delivered in an eco-friendly email every Tuesday and Friday morning with all the local stories you need to know. Have a happy Wednesday. I'll catch you tomorrow here on Up to Date.